It's time for Benedictine and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Back to the Nolan Cam. We're getting set to go with hoops, but right now, let's all enjoy our national anthem, huh?
We're that we enter the competition, we pray for our protection, for the protection of those with whom we will compete. Help us to play with our strength when the spirit of this one is shared. Help us to remember that we are all your children, no matter what uniform we wear. When we look back on the competition, let us see that we committed ourselves fully to the game, and emerge with dignity and respect for our competition. Put your name today as an honor for the flag of our national anthem. All right, there you have it, the invocation, the national anthem. We're getting set for Raven basketball this evening here on Care Radio. Ladies game in a book, a thrilling win for head coach Jen Postum, the Benedictine ladies, and now it is the guys' turn. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Nice crowd on hand. It's always good to see so many family, friends, neighbors, community members, people turn out for the games, particularly with the lack of students because the classes have concluded for the first semester and students have largely headed home for the holidays. So good to see so many people come out to support this Raven team. Let's look at the starters as the PA guy introduces them to the crowd. First of all, for William Penn, under head coach John Henry, and he's been up at Oskaloosa for a while in his 23rd year. He's going to be starting 6'6" junior Shug Sneed. Shug is from Chicago, Illinois, out of Des Moines Area Community College. Jazz Farrell is a 6'3 senior from Miami, Florida, out of West Florida University. You're going to find Manny Hammonds out there. He's a freshman at 6'3 from Des Moines, went to Grandview Christian High School. Moving to the front line, you'll find Jabin Brown. He's a 6'3 sophomore from Waldorf, Maryland, out of Olympus Prep High School. And rounding it out in the middle, the big guy, LaRonte Mormont, Ferrante is 6'9". He's a senior from Bloomington, Minnesota, out of Northwest Kansas Tech Community College. And I need to do the research on exactly where Northwest Tech is. For the Benedictine Ravens, and head coach Ryan Moody. BC is going to be starting kind of a throwback group, if you will, with Ezra Vicampa getting back into the starting lineup. Ezra's a 6'1" junior guard from Wellington, New Zealand. From Lehman Chance is a 6'5". It's going to be the sophomore Preston Reynolds out of Kansas City. Ahmad Lewis to start, 6'2" senior. For Benedictine, the best shooter in the conference, Braden Belt. Braden is 6'1" senior from Andover, Kansas, and rounding it off for the Ravens, putting in the post, Gino Corridori. Gino's from Littleton, Colorado. He's a junior at 6'8". Now you say, wow, Braden is really the best shooter in the conference. Yeah, Benedictine's Braden Belt leads the Heart in total three-pointers with 29. Through 10 games, Braden hitting 39.7% from outside the arc. And in the Nolan gym, even better. He's connected on 18 three-pointers, hitting 42.9%, averaging over three threes a game. So what Benedictine needs from Braden, some perimeter scoring. And BC's been looking for some of that lately, these last handful of games, you know. Here we go. Coming into the center circle to jump it off. It'll be Suge Sneed in the middle for Benedictine. It'll be Gino Corridori, and the ball is up, and Penn is going to control it down. They put up a shot 5 seconds into the game that misses, then come up with an offensive rebound, follow it up, and score it. And Penn, as quickly as that, goes up 2-0. The bucket by Suge Sneed. Ravens are going to drive in. Here's Ezra for two by Kappa. And Benedictine ties the game at two. We're half a minute in. Driving down the right side. Ravens reach in, nearly steal the ball away from Sneed. He'll swing it back over to the left side. Jazz Farrell has it now down inside the block. A little hook shot. Easy done for Levante Mormont. Ben goes up 4-2. We're still not a minute in. Now, the difference between these teams is Penn scores, likes to score. Frankly, for them, needs to score. Here's a hook in the middle. It's going to be up and good by Preston Reynolds. And it's a 4-4 ball game. Penn will bring it back the other way. Again, into Mormont. The big guy has it stripped away. Here's Preston coming up before. He's 1-on-4. Takes it all the way to the rack. No foul called, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Back to Benedictine. Here's the thing. William Penn is averaging 78.8 points a game, okay? But they're giving up, what, 88.4. Okay, scoring 78.8, giving up 88.4. So Penn is involved in games where there are a lot of points being put up. Benedictine wants to see much smaller numbers. Here's a fadeaway three for two from the right side. That's going to be Jazz Farrell. And Penn goes up 6-4. These two teams are just kind of trading punches here in the first couple of minutes of the game. 18-10 to go in the first half. Driving in is going to be Ezra. Lobs it back out on top. Ahmad has it. Cuts to the right. Feeds it across. Gino. Two more. Gino Corridori for a pair. Everybody getting into the scoring column. Benedictine with three guys scoring. Penn with three guys scoring, and it's 6-6. Here's a baseline three. Yeah. Jazz Farrell knocks it in from outside. And Penn with the largest lead of the game now at 9-6. BC back out on top. Ahmad Lewis plays off the Corridori screen. Starts left, comes out. Ravens are going to reverse the ball, bring it back over to the right side. And now the shot for three is up and short by Belt. And the rebound is going to be lost. And Benedictine will control it back down. And into the forecourt they're going to come. Corridori brings it out on top. Here's Ezra. Ezra, a little crossover dribble. Starts to the right side, reverses, goes back to the left, dumps it over to Ahmad. Now, down on the baseline right. No room. Top side it comes to Belt. Back over to the left to Ahmad. Shot clock at a dozen. 17 minutes to play in the opening half. Here's Belt with it. Shot clock at 8. Braden in traffic. Goes 3 but can't hit it. Over 2 from the outside. Rebound Corridori. Gets it back to Ezra. And Benedictson will reset the offense. 15 on the shot clock, 16:50 to go in the half. Benedictson has the ball, down 3. Here's a look at the tie. It won't go in, and the rebound is over the backboard and out of bounds. So, the Raven defense has remained strong through 10 games so far this year. Coming in today, they are 5th in the conference in field goal defense, 2nd in the conference, and limiting their opponents to 71 a game. The 71 sounds like a big number, but again, that's second in the conference. That shows you the change maybe in philosophy of these teams. Less defense, more offense. Here's a fadeaway three by Penn. No good. The rebound is going to be tipped out, recovered. Follow three is up. No good. Preston Reynolds boards it down. Benedictine's going to bring it back the other way. Try to get 9-6. 16:16 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Men's College Basketball on CARE Radio. We're glad to have you joining us today for Benedictine Basketball. Hard to believe 5 years ago today, we'd just gone down to Florida and Daytona Beach for football still this time of the year, huh? Now, as the ball comes into the forecourt, we're going to have a reach-in foul, I suppose, on Ahmad Lewis, yeah. Ahmad picking up his first foul. That'll be the first foul by either team coming here at 15:48 to go. First half. Longtime head coach John Henry, 23 seasons. Penn will bring it in, and trapped underneath is going to be Shug. Sneed can't get rid of the ball, has to push it back out on top. That was a nice defense in the middle by Gino. Sneed had the ball down low, couldn't get a shot off. Now he gets by Gino and falling down, hits the bucket, and Preston will pick up the foul. So for Reynolds, it'll be foul number 1, and for Penn and Shug Sneed, an opportunity at a conventional 3. A couple of substitutions checking into the game for Penn. They're going to get Mike Elliott coming in. Mike's a 6'3" sophomore from Indianapolis. And also in is going to be Ontario Chapman. No, he is not from Canada. He's from Evanston, Illinois, actually. And he's a 6'4" senior. The free throw is up and not good. So Benedictine trails by 5 at 11-6. And we're 15:30 to go in the opening half. Here comes BC. Ravens have made a couple of switches in the lineup as into the game is going to come Jack Vanderwood. The shot is up by BC, won't go. And also into the game is going to be Hagen Hilgendorf. Pinned down the right side, multiple steps, no travel calls, but the ball's going to escape and get out of bounds. Recovered by one of the fans down there who does a nice job of getting it back up the hallway. Well done. And here comes Benedictine. 5 minutes into the ball game. Ravens have the basketball, trailing it by 5 at 11-6. Ahmad will dish it over to the right side to Belt, whose bounce pass is going to be booted by Javon Brown for Penn. Ravens will have it back in at the other end of the floor. Penn is now going to bring Jason Pry into the game. Jason is a 6'5" junior from Shaker Heights, Ohio, out of Bluefield State. Here comes the Benedictine offense. 7 on the shot clock. Ahmad with 5 on the shot clock. Left side with 4, 3. The shot up, no, and a foul called. And Ahmad Lewis is running that shot clock all the way down to 3. Drawing a foul on Mike Elliott. Mike just got into the ball game, and he'll pick up his first foul. For Penn, it will be team foul 2. One on Ontario Chapman, one on Mike Elliott, and Benedictine coming to the line with Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad steps up there. The first one is going to rattle in. Ahmad, a 2/3 free throw shooter, 66.7. That was his first point today.
kind of shakes the shoulders, comes down with the ball, sends it up, in and out. Nope, rebound. And just about lost it back there, but able to recover it. Ravens trailing now 11-7 at the 14-and-a-half mark of the first half. All the way down to the baseline right, falling away from 16. It's going to be up and good by Mike Elliott. So Elliott will drop it in from the corner, and BC is now down 13-7. This is the largest pin lead of the game. Here's Ahmad, topside Preston, Lewis, over to Belt. Back again, Ahmad. Benedictine is 0 for its last 5 shots, and now we're going to get a foul called. And we'll see against whom that foul is going to be called. I suspect it's on Mike Elliott. It is. It'll be his second. Mike has a look of disdain, as he knows that is going to cause him to check out of the game, and it will. And is going to bring Justin Bradley in. We've seen Coach Henry use a whole lot of guys. Justin Bradley is a 6'5 junior from Okinawa, Japan, at a Madison Academy High School. Now Benedictine is going to turn it over on the inbound, and Penn brings it back up the floor. Inside 14 minutes ago in the opening half, Stateson with the basketball, leading it by a half dozen at 13-7. Still a crossover dribble way out on top. Ahmad providing the defense, the ball in the hands of Marcus Bell, and now the Ravens are going to steal it away. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Jack Vanderwood. Jack will dump it over to the right side to Braden Belt. Belt will cut across just down to the free throw line, back away, put up a three. Got it! Braden Belt for three. 13-10, and Benedictine goes right back to within a possession with 13.5 to go in the first half. The ball spins around to the left side with Marcus Bell, pin in control of the basketball. Topside, Jazz Farrell back in. Farrell swings it over to Marcus Bell. Bell looking into the eyes of Preston Reynolds and Benedictine. Back on defense. You got Hagen trying to D up on Ontario Chapman. Here's a three from a left wing. Up, no good. Long rebound. Marcus Bell, and Penn is going to continue to control down the basketball. Jazz Farrell to the top of the free throw line. No room. Come back out on top. 12:50 to go in the half. Nice screen set up high. The dish down to the baseline. And with 5 on a shot clock, the baseline 3 is going to be up and good. Dropping that one in is going to be Jason Parai. Do we have a timeout? Penn is coming over to the near side. The official's coming over to the scores table. Coach Moody's asking him what's going on here. Not sure exactly what they were resetting or checking on. And yeah, the official coming over talking to Coach Henry. He largely ignores him and goes about his business. 12.5 to play. Jack Vanderwood will kiss one off the window and score. That's Jack for sucking today. It is 16-12. 12:20 to go in the first half, and the Ravens will knock it away and steal the ball. The ball is dislodged by Ahmad Lewis, picked up by Preston. Vanderwood will take the outlet pass into the fourth quarter. The Ravens are going to reset the offense. Again, it's going to be Hilgendorf, Belt, Vanderwood, Lewison, Reynolds out of the court for BC. Down to the right side of the basketball, and back in, and it's going to be Preston. Reynolds backs in, twists, turns, lanes, puts the shot up, rolls all the way around the rim, and falls in. So the foul will be a plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Justin Bradley for the Statesman. Penn is going to bring Cam Marshall into the game. And say what, Coach Henry must have used 11, maybe 12 guys already. Cam Marshall is another big sophomore, 6'2", out of San Diego. The free throw for Preston Reynolds is good, and he'll complete the three-point play, getting Benedictine back to within one. It's 16-15 Penn, precisely 12 minutes to go in the first half. Statesman up the floor and down the right side is Marcus Bell. Into the corner, the baseline three. No, rebound, Ezra. By Gonzaga gets it away to Bell. Benedictine runs. Bell quickly down the left side but has to slow up. Backs away, goes three, rimmed out, no. Rebound, Penn. Sweeping this one down is going to be Ontario Chapman. Chapman brings it up to Bradley. Bradley has it knocked away by Vanderwood, and Jack with a nice steal. He'll dish it up to Bell, who walks it across midcourt. You can hear Coach Moody yelling at his team that's on the other end of the floor from him, letting him know what he wants them to do. Belt will feed to the free throw line.
going in. The shot is up and missed by Gino, who's come back into the game. Penn will come back down with it. Up the floor, Cam Marshall. He'll race all the way down into the corner. Now accelerates into the lane, spins, reverses direction, and travels with the basketball. Reverse direction and reverse the pivot foot. It's kind of a 1-2 combo that doesn't really work very well if the official is paying attention, and we're down to 11 minutes to go in the half. Still a 16-15 Statesman lead over the Ravens. Off the floor, Benedict and Ezra by Goffa. The skip comes down low. Gino Corridori. And as he dribbles the ball with his back to the rim, reaching around him, Ontario Chapman. He's got the long arms and the long reach, but trying to reach around Gino Corridori is no small task. Gino is a big guy out there, and the foul committed. We're nearly at 10 minutes to go. Baseline runners up for Belt. No, but Corridori rebounds it down, and Benedictine's going to keep it alive. 10:40 to go in the first half. Ravens have both Corridori and Hagan out there. And now Hagan with the long shot is up and good. Hagan Hilgendorf makes it 17-16 to Benedictine with the long two. And a Raven steal. Hagan for another two. That one is almost down and it rims out. 17-16. Ravens go up one. Down to 10:15 to play in the first half. This game's moving along nicely, Joseph. The drive to the baseline. The shot is up. And the big guy goes up. He hangs on the rim as he was undercut. And that is legitimate and not a technical when somebody had come from beneath you and taken a peg stop. Corridori's first foul of the game. And for Benedictine, it'll only be team foul three. One on Reynolds, one on Lewis, and now one on Corridori. Penn coming to the line. Jason's free throw, way short. Hits the front of the rim and kicks straight back to him. One more shot coming up here for Justin Bradley, who is 60% at the line this season. That one rattles around, and it is in. Bradley will get his first point of the game, and we're even at 17, and we are halfway through the first half. 10 minutes to play. BC down court. Swings it over to the left side. We got a couple of teams here, really, who need a W today, and now Ahmad is going to turn it over, and we're going to get the under 10. Timeout on the court. We're at 9:53 to go in the opening half in the Ralph Bowman Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, where the Benedictine Ravens and the William Penn Statesmen are all tied up at 17.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back here to the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine coming into the game today. They're averaging 64.9 points a game on the season. Oh, thank you so much. 64.9 on the season. Here in the Nolan, a little bit better, 67.5, so a couple of points better at home. In their home win, see, here's the difference. Playing at home and scoring 67 is one thing. Winning at home, scoring 74-plus is a different animal. And right now, if you do the math, I mean, 17 at a quarter, that's 34-68. And you're right at what Benedictine scores. Now, for William Penn, a different animal entirely. William Penn likes to score. Cannon does put a lot of points on the board. So the Ravens, again, need to continue to keep the defense strong and got to get back into the 70s. If they're going to win this thing today, BC needs 74 or 5 anyway. Here's a fall-away three, in and out, no. But on the shot, another Raven foul against Preston Reynolds, and he will have collected his second. And for William Penn,
the benefit of having three free throws coming now at 9:40 to go in the first half. Striding to the line for the Statesman will be Cam Marshall. Cam's first one, it's up and right in there. Cam Marshall out of San Diego, 4 of 6 at the free throw line this season, hasn't had a ton of shots, so he was hitting 2/3, but he hit the first 2 of 3 right here. So he will not hurt his average with this appearance. And in fact, drains all three of them. Penn goes up now 20-17. 9:20 to go in the ball game. First half. 9:20 to go. Ravens down 3, and with the basketball, it's going to be knocked away and saved in the backcourt by Ezra, who gets mugged back there, thrown to the floor. He climbs back to his feet, and the official is going to come over and verify with one of his officiating teammates that it was Cam Marshall for Penn committing the foul. Cam, the 6'2 sophomore from San Diego on BC, back up the floor. Ravens have the basketball, treading a by 3. Braden Belt goes all the way around the horn, stops above the block, can't get the shot away, brings it out to Ezra between the circles. Ezra cuts in, feeds underneath to Gino. Starting to go up. He was going to maybe throw it down, probably just going to go up strong and lay it off the backboard, but at any rate, Jason Pry was not going to allow that. He went up strong, came across the arms, and stopped the shot from happening, picking up his first foul and putting Benedictine and Gino at the free throw line, where Gino's not a great free throw shooter, but that one is up and good. Gino hitting just over half of his free throws this season, 12 of 21 coming into the game today. Here's the kind of funny, the numbers of free throws taken by the Ravens. LaRue has shot 27. Ahmad has shot 21. Gino shot 21. But by far, the most free throws have been taken by Preston Reynolds, who has shot 61 free throws so far this year. Gino hits both of his, and he makes it 20-19. Penn by 1. And a long shot missing. The offensive rebound pulled down. A follow shot missing. The ball out of bounds. It will belong to Benedictine. So the Raven defense continues to play just splendidly. And with 8:59 left in the first half, the Ravens trailing by 1 are back up court with the basketball. Corridori and Vanderwood, Belt, Reynolds, and Vigafa are the 5 out there for head coach Ryan Moody. William Penn is on the floor with Mormont and Bradley, Pariah, Marshall, and Bell. Here's a feed in the middle, and the layup is up and in. Preston Reynolds. Preston has gotten to 7 already today. And the Ravens go back up by 1. The ball is knocked away by Ezra. BC up the court, driving down. Reynolds goes up with 2 hands and lays it off the backboard. Preston Reynolds, 23-20. Benedictine, and quickly on the other end, Penn responds, 23-22. 8:15 to go. Penn put that ball in play in the backcourt, flew down the floor, and went straight to the rim. It did not take them very long to answer that last Raven goal. Here's Belt for 3. There it is! Great Belt, second 3 of the game. 26-22 Benedictine, and 7:50 to go opening half. Driving in, the dish across, the shot off the window, it's up and good, and an easy 2 for Jason Pryor. 26-24. That was a 10-second possession for Penn, and we've seen some that aren't that long. Statesmen do not fool around on offense. They get it down, they get a shot found, and then they take it. Here's Jack for 3. It's off the mark, and the rebound is going to be batted around a little bit, and Penn will bring it up the floor. Quickly down with it, Cam Marshall. The 3 from the left side. It's up and good by Marcus Bell. He hits his first 3 and comes all the way down the sideline, reminding everybody that, in fact, yes, it was a 3. It's 27-26 Penn. And BC taking a break? Yes, they are. Ravens are going to take a timeout. Joseph, let's do that, too. What do you say? 7:04 to go. And opening half, Penn Ashes of Kansas. William Penn, 27. Benedictine, 26.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Going on around the Hunt for America Athletic Conference this afternoon. And most of them are already in the book, as there were a lot of noon and two games today. Mid-America knocked off Clark this afternoon up in Dubuque, 74-65. It was Baker. How about this? The Baker guys are playing really well. 101-69 over Mount Mercy. Graceland, and I don't understand this, and there's somebody who wants to share this with me, what happened, because Graceland beats Park 73-65 in Parkville, and the game ended with a weather delay, and they call it a final. I don't know if the cool roof in there was leaking or what happened. Here's a driving layup on the other end for William Penn. It's got to be up and good by Javen Brown. So anyway, Culbertson defeats Park 71-63, and the other couple of games are going on, or the late games. Central Methodist at Grandview and then Penn here at BC. Here's a baseline jumper for Belt. No good. Rebound coming down. Penn. Stacey with the basketball leading by three. That was a beautiful upcourt bounce pass. The shot is up and missing, and BC rebounds it down. Zach Schwinn in the game. Comes down with the board, and Benedictine will run it up the floor. Here's Preston Reynolds. Moves it over to the right side to Belt. Braden swings both sides. The defender breaks his ankle, and he's down to the floor. We're going to have to stop this game, I think. There's no way they're going to let this game go on, and he will hop and limp and hobble to midcourt, and did they stop it? They did. The clock is off, and that swing, literally, Jez Farrow went down, and his ankle just collapsed underneath him. You hear the old the thing, oh, you break a guy's ankle, but when you cross over and that's exactly what happened here, and I don't know if Jazz Farrell is going to be able to play anymore today. He's trying to walk it off, and he is definitely, definitely injured. He's not hurt. He's injured. Penn's going to make a substitution, and back we come. Leaning shot off the left side of the lane is no good, and on the effort at the offensive rebound, Shug Sneed commits a personal foul. Now, Shug's going to have his first foul of the afternoon. And Penn is going to have their 18th foul. Benedictine's going to go to the other end of the floor, where it'll be the one and one for Armand Lewis. Armand is 1-2 at the free throw line already this afternoon. That is his only point so far today. Bit of an knee bend, flipping it up, and rolls out, no good. So the Ravens continue to trail by three. It is 29-26 Statesman. And we've got 5:40 to go in the first half. Penn jumps it right side, stepping inside the defense. The shot goes up, and we're going to get a turnover. On the sidestep also came the traveling violation. Now Belt will come out of the game. So let me flip back over here for a minute, where we'll get you back up to speed with who all's out on the floor. As Benedictine has made a handful of adjustments in the lineup. Hilgendorf is in. He'll turn and shoot. It won't fall. Hilgendorf, Schwinn, Vanderwood, Lewis, and Reynolds. That's five that I don't know that I've ever seen on the court simultaneously. William Penn with the basketball. Benedictine back on defense. We're just over five to go in the opening half. Statesman by three. Accelerating to the baseline, kicking a pass back over to the right corner, leaning in, the shot out the block, no. Offensive rebound is going to be stripped away. Jack Vanderwoof comes up with a nice steal. He just reached in and took the ball away from Manny Hammonds. Ravens back into the forecourt with Armand Lewis. BC will dish it over to the left side, inside five to go in the half. Kicks it over to Preston. Reynolds, undefended three, and a rebound down to William Penn. In the game now is Lacavian Odom And here's the dagger from way outside. What a shot by Manny Hammond. Hammond hits the three, and the Ravens are down a half a dozen. 32-26. Benedictine has not scored now in almost 4 minutes. Penn is on a 10-0 run. Here's a three for the Ravens. No. The shot missing by Hagen Hilgendorf as he went three. Hagen's put up a lot of outside shots, and here's a falling away shot good by Shook Seedon. The Ravens find William Penn slowly extending their lead. It's now 34-26, and we've got 4 minutes to go in the half. Penn is up eight. BC to Hilgendorf. He passes up the shot in the middle. Hagen doesn't shoot from the inside. Not a lot. Big guy, but likes the perimeter shot. Here's Ahmad for a three. Give it to him. Ahmad Lewis. He's one of three at the free throw line, but throws down that long shot, making it 34-29. Three and a half to go. First half. Men's college basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio. I'm glad to have you aboard. The dish left side, Vacavion Odom. Inside the lane, shot from the left is no good. Hilgendorf, with that outstanding height, sweeps down the rebound. Hagen is 6'9" junior from Hastings, Nebraska for Benedictine. 3 minutes to go in the half. Ahmad brings it on top to Schwinn. Zach passes up the shot. Hagen won't. He'll pull up and miss another one. And a rebound back down to William Penn. Hilgendorf, now 1 of 5 shooting the ball. Here's a pass across the baseline, and it's going to be out of bounds off Penn. Hilgendorf coming out of the game, as Benedictine is going to return Gino Corridori to the floor. So I'm looking out on the court for the Ravens. It'll be Corridori, Schwinn, Vanderwood, Lewis, and Reynolds. And again, a group of five that I'm not sure I've seen out on the court at the same time. 2:45 to go. Schwinn for three. Won't drop. Rebound pulled down by William Penn. Shug Sneed. He got upstairs for that one. Shug's a big guy. Not only is 6'6", but the junior from Chicago is just very athletic. He's big and wide at the shoulder. The shot goes up. No good. Rebound out of play. It's going to come back to William Penn. As the doors are open on the north end of the gym, and that ball is going to roll all the way out to where the tables have taken. And I was out there between games. So much stuff people have brought in to share with people from the community who can use the food stuff. They're going to be distributed through Catholic Charities. The generosity of Raven fans is unmatched. Now the steal by BC and Zach Schwinn. Schwinn steals it, races up the floor. Kicks it off on top. Ezra, right side, Vanderwood. Three, no. Rebound, Penn. Jaben Brown rebounds it down. He will go to the other end of the court. And as he goes up with a shot, he would have been fouled on the floor prior to the shot by Ezra Bygoffa. Ezra will have his first foul of the evening and a 2:03 to play in the half. And the Statesman leading it by 5. It'll come in again to Penn. That's Benedictine team foul 5. Penn has committed 8 already. And now the ball is going to get away down to the baseline. And luckily for the official who had to chase that last one, it hits one of the door posts and stays in the gym this time. Schwinn comes out of the game for Benedictine. Had a nice stint out there for the Ravens. And back in for Coach Moody, you're going to have Braden Belt. Inside 2 minutes to go in the half. Penn with the basketball, leading it by 5. It's 34-29. This is the kind of scoring probably that Benedictine feels like they can live with. They're going to have to maybe find the rim a little bit more, but they're giving up about the kind of numbers that they're probably going to feel okay about. And the shot misses. Corridori boards it down, and here comes the Raven offense. Ezra up the floor. Goes right side, crosses over, throws it out on top. Jack run into again. No foul either time. And Penn will have the ball knocked out of bounds by Belt. It'll come in at midcourt on the far side with a minute 26 left in the first half. Men's college basketball here on CARE Radio from Atchison, Kansas this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. William Penn Statesman out of Oskaloosa, Iowa,
at Benedict and here at Atchison, Kansas this afternoon. I would like to remind people who's playing and where they are from and where we're at, because the range of Pure Radio is probably much more broad than a lot of people realize, that we have fans listening from all around. So we're glad that you've joined us today. A minute to go in the opening half. Benedictin comes up with a rebound off a missed shot. Vanderwood will go three. Oh, what a shot, Jack Vanderwood. And the Ravens continue to battle. Jack has five, and it's 34-32. 40 seconds left in the opening half. Penn going to roll it down. They're going to have to get a shot away. Still about 13 seconds between the shot and game clock. The shot from the outside, missing. Rebounding it down, Preston Reynolds. Preston out of Leawood, Kansas, walks it into the forecourt in front of the scorer's table, and Benedictine is going to look for the final shot of the half. They can tie this up, take a lead with a three, 20 seconds to go before intermission. 34-32, Statesman out front. Preston back and in inside the three-pointer. Backs in, now goes around the left side of the lane, kicks it down to Gino, comes out on top to Jack. Vanderwood has the ball batted out of his hand, and he's going to go back to midcourt to pick it up. 3 seconds, the shot at the buzzer is going to be off the rim, rebound. Pin, and that is going to get us to halftime. We'll be back here in the Nolan. We go to intermission. It's William Penn 34, Benedictine 32.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Two teams make their way into the locker room, and Benedictine trails William Penn by a slim 34-32 margin. President Menace over here has got some family and friends sitting with him as he is over near the entrance to the locker room area for the Statesman. You've got Penn head coach John Henry standing outside visiting with his assistant coaching staff over there. Got Rufus Williams and Don Hickenbottom. And they're all standing outside. Just kind of, I'm sure, getting their thoughts together how they're going to address their team. I wonder if you're Penn, what do you say to William Penn locker room if you're head coach Henry? Well, you're going to say, you know what, guys, 34 points, that's just not enough. And for William Penn, it's certainly not their typical kind of number. But what it is for William Penn is a great team effort. 10 guys, according to my count, 10 guys get in the scoring column for William Penn in the first half. They were led with 6 points by Shook Sneed. They can see how widely spread out these points have come. Jazz Farrell had five. And also, Jason Pry had five. Three apiece for Manny Hammonds and Marcus Bell and Cam Marshall. Two each for Mike Elliott and Javen Brown and LaRonte Mormon. And one of the first half for Justin Bradley. For Benedictine, a bit of a smaller number. She had 7 guys get points on the board, but Preston Reynolds having a really nice first half. Bearing down on double figures, Preston has 9. Half a dozen for Braden Felt on a pair of threes. It was Jack Vanderwood with 5. 4 in the first half for Gina Corridori. To a piece for Ezra Vigoffa and Hagen Hilgendorf. Shooting numbers, William Penn has been really pretty good. Hitting 45% of those shots, 13 to 29, and including that
4 of 10 three-point shots. Benedictine, 12 of 33. So the Ravens getting off more shots than Penn, but hitting fewer. And from the outside, Penn 4 of 10, Ravens are 4 of 15. Both teams are 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Penn, well, their big problem today is the number of turnovers. And credit to Benedict in defense with forcing a lot of those. Penn has turned it over 13 times in the first half. The Ravens have turned it over 4, and Benedictine has taken those 13 turnovers and scored 13 points from those. On the boards, though, it has been all Statesmen. Thanks, man. It's been all Statesmen. They've out-rebounded the Ravens 26-13, including 20 defensive boards. So that all said, for Benedictine, you know, probably more of what they did in the first half defensively. Hit a couple of more shots, and they're probably right where Coach Moody wants it to be, keeping their team in the, you know, the upper 60s. And that's where they're at right now. But for Benedictine, again, they've been scoring, as we talked about in the prelude to the game. Ravens have been scoring in the low to mid-60s. That's where they're at right now, 32 points. They're on that 64 or 5-point pace. Got to get it up to around 70. And when they get to 70, it seems like they get a W. Let's see if they can make that happen here today. We'll be interested to see how this game shakes out. And we'll be back to bring in the second half live here on CARE. Right now, though, we're going to take a bit of a break. We're at intermission in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus in Ashland, Kansas. And we'll return to bring in the second half live. But right now, with that halftime score, William Penn 34, Benedictine 32. Back we go to Joseph in the CARE Radio Sports Studio for a festive holiday halftime.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment Advisory Services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirit. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us as we bring you Benedictine Ravens basketball live from the Nolan. We will be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment. This William Penn game is going to be followed up by a Benedictine College versus Baker series that will start Tuesday at 5:30 with the women's game. 7:30 will be the men's game that's coming up this Tuesday. It is part of the Ravens Athletics Food Drive and supported Catholic Charities at the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. You can bring canned foods and non-perishable items. They need tomato sauce, pasta sauce, canned fruits, canned vegetables, etc. Ramen noodles and baking items, of course. You have free admission to these games up at the college, and we will be broadcasting these games right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Bakes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists
offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have finals to report. It was Peru State over Culver Stockton, 67-60. Grayson Ladies topped Park, 64-61. Mount Mercy beat Baker, 78-52. In the Mid-America Clark Nazarene, in the Mid-America Nazarene Clark game, it was Clark on top with a final of 67 to Mid-America Nazarene's 54. Grandview beat Central Methodist 80-56, and in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Benedictine Lady Ravens beating William Penn 69-66. I'll be back in just a minute with the men's scores.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauce and toss. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Taking a look at the men's scores in the Mount Mercy Baker game, it was Baker 101 to Mount Mercy's 69 in the final. As Graceland and Park had a weather delay, the final was Graceland 73, Park 65. Culver Stockton beat Peru State 71-63. Central Methodist is at halftime with Grandview and leading Grandview 49-42. And in this game, we've got the Benedictine Ravens trailing William Penn 34-32. We'll take a real quick look at that weather eye forecast next.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 29. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 49. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Clear skies and dry Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Upper 30s Monday. Upper 40s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 40 degrees in Atchison right now. It feels like 34 with the winds out of the northwest at 11 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 86%. The dew point is 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.05 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside right after these messages.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Gymnasium. You're on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of today's men's game. Lady Ravens with a thrilling W in game number one here this afternoon, and BC looking to see if they can sweep William Penn here in mid-December. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer, and also the guy with the festive halftime. Joseph, thank you very, very much. Well done. Both teams huddle up on their respective timelines around their coaching staff. And now, you got to understand that the Ravens are being coached by Coach Moody, but William Penn, as usual, they've got, you know, assistant coach down there on a knee, and he is coaching his heart out. Well, you've got head coach John Henry delegating that authority. And we are set to go to the second half, waiting for these teams to come out on the floor. Benedictine trailing it by a pair, 34-32. Now, we're not done for the semester yet. Okay, we have one more Raven game before the holiday break, and that will be on Tuesday. We're going to be right back up here in the Middleman Gymnasium. Benedictine will be hosting Baker. So, come on up here, tune us in on K Radio. Circle that on the calendar. 5:30 for the ladies and 7:30 for the guys. Benedictine Tuesday night with the Wildcats. And, of course, we also encourage you to stick around at the conclusion of the game today. We'll have a chat with BC men's head coach Ryan Moody. All right, here we go. Benedictine is going to have the ball in play to begin the second half, and we are back underway. Ravens are going to bring it in, going from right to left across your dial. The ball gets loose on the floor. Players scramble for the basketball. It's going to be tied up, and it's going to belong to William Penn. To the Ravens, unable to get a shot away on their initial possession of the second half. 19:46 to go in the ballgame. And here comes Penn up court with it. Both teams look like they're going to have their original starting five out there. Snead, Farrell, Hammonds, Brown, and Mormont for Penn. For Benedictine, Corridori, Belt, Lewis, Reynolds, and Vigafa. And here's a baseline three. The shot is up and good, and a plus one. On a foul by Ahmad. So Ahmad Lewis will collect his second foul of the afternoon and an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Javon Brown, who had 2 points in the first half. Free throw won't go, and rebound tipped out. Penn's going to control it down. Brown, 2 of 5 today now, and we're going to stop things and get, again, the shot clock issue corrected, and they're going to bring it down to 17. So that's where they want that shot clock to be. Penn, during that little delay, is going to elect to take Shug Snead away from inbounding it and let the ball be brought in play by Javon Brown. And here comes the send off. And Fanny Ham is down to the baseline. He shot us up, won't go. And on the rebound, it's cleared away by Lamonte Mormont, who, as he pulls it down, loses the handle, and it goes off his knee and out of bounds. Benedictine is going to have a back in play. 36-32. Penn in front. And we've still got 19-10 to go in the game. So there's a lot of basketball yet to be played here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine with it on the right side of the lane. It's going to be Preston Reynolds getting over, putting it in the hands of Ahmad. Back to Preston. He will turn and put the shot up too softly. I don't know if he misjudged his distance from the rim or if he just didn't get quite enough loft on it, whatever it was. The shot is going to be soft, and then the upcourt pass by Penn is going to escape and get out of bounds, and the official has to go up into the stands because there are no students over there. Normally that thing would have never gotten beyond the first row, but he had to go up and retrieve the basketball. Here comes BC. 18:40 to go in the game. Braden Belt with the basketball. He was 2 of 10 shooting the ball in the first half. He'll put up a three from here. Going to miss it. And a rebound down. Penn coming up with it. Farrell clears the rebound down and brings it into the forecourt. Jazz will take it to the right side. Flip loses footing, but keep the dribble alive as he climbs back to his feet. Dumps it over to the right side to Javon Brown. Brown goes into the corner. Put a baseline three is drained. From deep, deep in the right corner, Jazz Farrell has his second three of the ball game, his 8th point of the night. And it's 39-32, pinned by 7. They have led by as many as 8. Here's a 13-footer, one-handed shot by Goffa. Can't get it to fall, and then a frustration, a foul by Ezra. That will be his 2nd foul of the game and Benedictine's 2nd foul of the second half. Penn has not fouled yet since intermission. Statesmen are going to walk it up the floors. We're inside 18 minutes of play in the half. They lead 39-32 on the road here this afternoon. William Penn and Benedictine in similar places in the conference, really, as Penn is 3-9 on the year. Benedictine is 3-7. Penn is 2-6 in the conference. The Ravens are 2-5. And neither of these teams is accustomed to being at this point in the season in this situation with their overall record. Benedictine's got to get the ball back and bring it up the floor. Graceland is all alone on the top of the conference. Can you believe it? Here's a falling away shot that was just off balance. You can see it had a little bit of a chance as Gino Corridori was falling back and he kind of double clutched and then sent that shot up. Penn's going to rebound down off the miss, take it to the other end of the floor where they will draw a foul, and I suspect that may be on Gino. Yeah, see, Gino, that's what happens. You get a little frustrated, you miss the shot, and you made a bad decision, then you go down to the other end of the floor, you pick up a foul, it'll be his 2nd and the Ravens' 3rd of the second half, and you're going to put William Penn and Jazz Farrell at the free throw line. Jazz is a 75.8% free throw shooter. First one is up, rolls around, but it goes in. And that is his 9th point today. Gino out of the ball game and back in for Benedictine. Their other guy that brings some length on the floor, and that's going to be 6'9 junior Hagen Hilgendorf. What Hagen has not done for Benedictine is add a whole lot of scoring, averaging a half a point a game. 2nd free throw, also good for Jazz. And the Ravens find themselves now trading at 41-32. This is the largest Statesman lead with 17-17 to go. BC with the ball. Left side is going to be Ahmad. Tries to drive in. Double team. Kicks it over to Hagan. Again, he pulls up for that outside shot. Doesn't challenge in the middle and will miss it. Rebounding it down. Going the other way. Penn coast to coast. Driving and shooting and scoring. Knocking it down. Javon Brown of the Ravens need and take a timeout. As BC finds themselves down double digits, we're going to have a break of 16:57 to go in the ball game. William Penn, 43, Benedictine, 32.
This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Thank you.
57 to go in this men's college basketball game on CAIR Radio. That's K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison, just in case anybody was wondering. It is a 43-32 Statesman lead as William Penn in the second half has been the dominant team. In fact, Benedictine, over 3 minutes in, hasn't scored yet in the second half. Statesman have outscored the Ravens 9-0 coming out of the blocks. And for Benedictine, the ball's got to come in play from deep in the backcourt. And Coach Moody makes no changes to the lineup. He's going to make some changes to the alignment of those players out on the floor as we've still got Hilgendorf, Belt, Lewis, Reynolds, and Vigafa. Belt with it, throws it away. So a little miscommunication between Braden Belt and Ahmad Lewis. And Penn, with a double-digit lead, comes up court with the basketball. Here's Javon Brown. Skips it over to the left side. Lorente Mormon jumps it to Hammonds. Manny looks to the middle. Goes to Shug. Sneed finds no room in the middle. Benedictine's defense just really does battle hard, I'm telling you. Now here's a wraparound hook pass into the middle. The shot may have been deflected a little by Hilgendorf, but the offensive rebound pulled down. And off that miss, we're going to have a pin foul on Shug. Shug Sneed's going to pick up his second foul of the afternoon, and it'll be the first second-half foul by William Penn, coming to 16-16 to go in the ballgame. So the Ravens up court with the basketball with a hill to climb, trying to get 43-32. Ahmad dumps it over between the circles. Hilgendorf over to the left side. That's going to be Vigafa. Goes into the lane, pivots, twists, turns, able to get rid of it and bring it back out on top. Now it goes to Preston. Back over to Ahmad. Lewis gets it back to Reynolds. Benedictine having a really hard time getting it in the middle, and they don't. And now as the ball is on the floor, they're going to get a pin timeout. They grab it, cover it up, can't get up with the ball. And the timeout taken by Coach Henry will allow us to take one with them, Joseph. 15:49 to go in the ball game. William Penn, 43, Benedictine, 32.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
As we return to the Nolan, William Penn comes out of a timeout, putting the ball in play, keeping the backcourt, and Benedictine is going to make, I see, just one adjustment to the lineup on the floor. As end of the game for BC is going to come Jack Vanderwood. And we'll drive in, and Hilgendorf will reject the shot down to the baseline, knocking it out of bounds behind the goal. Penn will put it in with 15 and a half to go in the ballgame and 15 seconds on the shot clock. Seems like there's just not a lot of steam, a lot of emotion going on out here. The teams are, I mean, they're not like they're not playing hard, but there's just something a little bit short right here. And Penn will bring it in. I don't know if it's the getting close to the holiday blues and I haven't gotten home yet for the break, or if it's these two teams have combined for 4-11 in the conference. I don't know what it is. And now Penn somehow just doesn't get a shot taken. They are absolutely oblivious to the shot clock winding down, and Benedictine is going to have it back in. 15-15 to go in the game. 43-32, Penn in front. Benedictine has every chance to come back in this game. Again, sound like Penn is really eating them up. Here's a baseline jumper, and there's a way he gets into that. He gets started back with that turnaround jumper by Hilgendorf, picking up his fourth point of the ball game and making it 43-34. And now it's going to be stolen by Preston Reynolds. Preston, about to fall out of bounds, is able to kick the ball off Manny Hammonds, and Benedictine will have it in play at a backcourt. And for like the 47th time today, they have to go through the curtain and back into the cafe to retrieve the basketball. 14:50 to go.
Don't you think there's about 3 7-year-olds who would love to be down there chasing that ball around here today and retrieving that? Here's in the middle, Hagen, two more! Hilgendorf makes it 43-36. Ravens beginning to battle back with 14 and a half to play. This is what this is great for Benedictine as they catch Penn with a real lack of energy and emotion. Now the ball is batted away by Vanderwood. Saved by Penn. They're in trouble 5 seconds at some point. Now here's a feed in the middle, a hook shot, no rebound. Cleared away by the Ravens. There is a whole lot of contact happening underneath that goal. And with 14 minutes to go in the game, Benedictine is back up the floor. Now within 7 at 43-36. Ahmad Lewis to Hagen. He'll go from 17. That's another one. Back-to-back-to-back buckets by Hagen Hilgendorf. 43-38. And once down 11, Benedictine is back to within 5. 13:40 to go. Pinned to the right side with Jazz Farrell. Kicks it over to Jamin Brown. Lobs it down low. Ontario Chapman gets it to Shug. Sneed cut off by Hagen. A three is launched. That's too strong. Rebound tipped around, pulled back down, and followed up and in by Jamin Brown right at the shot clock buzzer. 45-38 pin. 13:13 left. And now we're going to get a little stoppage of play. And substitutions coming in for both teams. Now look at this. Ken is going to take out Shook Sneed. Shook's walking to the other end like he is absolutely exhausted. You'd think he had just walked up the Manitou incline or something. He goes down to the end of the bench. The trainer goes down to kind of check on him a little bit. I don't know. I'm not sure he is, like, all right. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions, and Benedictine's going to get Noah Simmons into the game. Here's a Raven three, and it's up and off the rim, hitting the support. And Benedictine will be putting it, or rather, Penn will be putting it to play in the Raven backcourt. On the floor now, you're going to have Noah Simmons, Gino Corridori, Braden Belt, Jack Vanderwood, and Ahmad Lewis. Another bit of a different look for BC. Falling away from 16. Oh, that was a pretty shot by Jamin Brown, and he's having a huge second half. His 8th second half point, 10th point of the ball game. Penn goes back in front by 9. 47-38. We're down to 12 and a half to go. Corridori will take it on the left side. He's got a huge size advantage over his defender. Backs in, head fake, shoots, and it misses. Corridori is being guarded by a much smaller Ontario Chapman, but is unable to convert. Now the runner on the other end misses, and we will have a foul on the floor by Benedictine. The whistle is going to be on Braden Belt. I've got him for a first foul of the game right there. And for BC, it looks like I have 4 second-half team fouls. 12-12 to play. Inbound pass stolen by Gino. And here comes Benedictine. Ahmad Lewis walks up the floor, eases over to the right side. Coach Moody has a pair of players at the scorer's table ready to check into the next dead ball opportunity. Top side it goes to Simmons, back over to the right to Ahmad. Lewis is cut off for just a moment by Jason Pry, and back out to the right side it goes to Simmons. Back to Ahmad, picked up with a double, into the lane, tries to feed to Noah, who didn't think it was for him, pulls his arms back in a miscommunication, and a Raven turnover. Back into the BC lineup will come both Ezra Vigonfa and Preston Reynolds. And we're at 11:45 to go. 47-38, Penn in front. On the road here in Atchison this afternoon. And we get a foul off the ball. It's going to be on Benedict and Noah Simmons. So Noah has come in, been in the game for inside 3 minutes. Here's a little fadeaway shot for Penn. It misses, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play, and it'll be off the Statesman. Raven basketball from the backcourt. They need somebody to do the inbounding. If Simmons is going to have to run back the length of the floor. I don't know why Preston didn't draw it in, but I'm sure there's technical reasons for that. 11:20 left in the game. Here come the Ravens. Corridori over to Reynolds. Preston starts left, comes right. Now backs into the lane, dribbles back out toward the top, gets it to Ezra. His three, unsuccessful. And on the rebound, a pin foul. It's going to be on Jason Pryan. He's not real happy with that one. They'll call him for a block. It'll be his second foul, and it is going to be Penn's second half foul. Ravens are going to bring it into Corridori. 11-11 to go in the game. Now Gino slips, falls, loses the ball, and Penn's going to be back up court with it. For the Ravens, another turnover. And Penn down the floor. The falling away shot will not go in. But a Raven foul is going to result in free throws coming the way of Jamin Brown. Jamin Brown's having a huge second half. He had 2 points at halftime. He's up to 10. And we've still got 11 minutes to go in the game. Jamin Brown is 73% free throw shooter coming in, and he's a 9-point-per-game kind of a guy who's going to surpass that this afternoon. That will be his 11th point. And Noah Simmons will check out. Back into the Benedictine lineup, Hagen Hilgendorf. Second free throw for Brown, and nicely done. He will get them both. Pushing the lead again to 11 for William Penn. 49-38 as we go inside 11 minutes to play. Here's Vigoffa with the basketball. The defense right in his hip pocket. He's looking a little frustrated, loses the ball, able to pick it back up. Now he's going to try to dribble out of trouble and dumps it over to Hagen. Back it'll come to Ezra. He'll start right, drive left, goes outside, gets it there to Preston. Reynolds cuts into the middle, will hook and score. Preston Reynolds, his first point of the second half, gives him 11 tonight. And it's 49-40. Back out on top, pinned with the ball. Jason Pry will put it high out the window. No. Offensive rebound and then a pass into the lane is going to be unreached by Ontario Chapman and out of bounds to BC. And once more, we're going to track this thing down. They may have to put an air tag on it in case it gets back underneath one of those chairs or something so they can find it again. We're approaching the three-quarter point of the ball game as the Ravens come into the forecourt down 9. Coach Moody directing traffic from the near sideline. Skip pass to the block. Preston comes out on top to Belt. Vanderwood, Preston. Shot clock at 9. At 8, Preston, is that a block? Nope, it's a charge. And that is a great job. And I'm going to tell you, Jamin Brown has been, he's been looking for that all night. He goes in and he posts up and posts up and posts up. And several times, Raven players have been able to elude him, play around him. But he's constantly getting in the middle and trying to draw that charge. He does there. And as Preston Reynolds picks up his third foul, we're going to get our media timeout under 10. Taking a break, Joseph, at 9:54 to play in this afternoon's Benedictine ball game. It is the Saintsman 49, the Ravens 40.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. 'Tis Nachos Navidad season only at Taco John's.
On the Benedictine College campus in Ashes of Kansas, three quarters of the way to this Vince College basketball game. William Penn enjoys a 49-40 lead over the Ravens. Welcome back, everybody. Quick look at the three-quarter stats. Penn, 18-41 from the floor. That's 44%, where the Ravens are 16-45 at 35. From the outside, Benedictine is 4-18, hitting a chilly 22%. Penn hitting 42% from outside, and tell you what, Ravens have just got to battle back here a little bit. still with time enough to make that happen. We'll see how Penn attacks it. We'll see how patient they are. Bounce pass to the middle is going to be knocked away by Hilgendorf and saved by Braden Belt. Braden's going to bring it up the floor. He does not do that typically, but he'll work it to the right side, try to get it to Hagen, who was defended by and kind of restrained by Penn's Jason Pryor. It'll be his third foul. 23 on the shot clock. We're at 9:20 to go in the ballgame. Going to be put in play by Benedictine. Belt will go to the baseline, gets doubled up there, kicks it to Vanderwood, topside Ezra. Vigoffa goes right side, goes in, off the window. That was a pretty play for Ezra Vigoffa's fourth point of the game, and it's 49-42. 9:10 left. Driving to the other end, a block by Benedictine. What a job by Hilgendorf. And the Ravens go the other way. The shot up missing, and no foul called as Preston Reynolds ends up on the floor. Penn's going to take it back the other way. Cutting into the lane. The dish to the left where the baseline three is set. Salem scored. From deep in the corner on the left side, the three-point shot up by Jason Pryor. He's got eight, and it's 52-42. Penn back in front with 8:40 to play. Once Penn has gotten to around that 10-point lead, they've not been able to extend it, but the Ravens have not been able to diminish it. A three-point shot for Belt won't fall. Hilgendorf gets a rebound in the follow-in. Hagen in double figures now with 10. And it's 52-44. And now the three from the right side by Mike Elliott. 55-44. Right back up by 11 goes Penn. And we have 8 minutes left. Skip pass to Hilgendorf. He'll back in, change directions. Trying to get the shot away, just can't. Comes back out to Ezra. Ezra will attack, finger roll, and score it by Goffa. 54-46. 7:48 left. Right, the teams have heated up a little bit, taking probably a little better shot selection, being a little more patient on offense, getting more what their offense is looking for here at 7.5 to play. But for Penn, with an 8-point lead, all I got to do is just maintain. The Ravens are the team that's got to come from behind. Here's a pass in deep into the left baseline and trying to come up with a steal. Benedict's Braden Belt will instead come up with his second foul of the evening. Belt has two. Benedictine has eight. And Penn coming to the line for the one plus. Yep, fans, there is still real basketball in America where there is a one-and-one shot. Jason Pryor up, yes. And with that, we'll earn a bonus. 55-46, William Penn. The second one gets them both. And it's back up by 10. Go the Statesman. Ravens on the floor with Preston Reynolds and Ahmad Lewis, Jack Vanderwood, Braden Belt, Hagen Hilgendorf. The five out there right now for Coach Sweeney. Boy, there's a bunch of pushing around going on underneath. So look at the defense by Bradley. He'll go on Hilgendorf, whose shot is up missing, gets his own rebound, goes up and gets grabbed this time. And I think it's on Marcus Bell. No, it is going to be on Ontario Chapman. It'll be his third. And that was well done by Hagen, because after he missed that first shot, didn't give up on the play, went right back at it. His shot won't go in. And Hilgendorf looking for his first free throw to go in today. He's got 10 points, 8 of them here in the second half. Second shot won't go in either. Rebound to go back down, Penn. Looking to come back from behind. Benedictine cannot afford to pass up on many of those golden opportunities at the free throw line. Inside 7 minutes to play. Penn with a basketball and a 10-point lead. They're winding that shot clock down a little bit. It's just a dozen. Off on top, it's Marcus Bell. Shot clock at 7. Backing away is Bell. He'll go for the 3. Can't hit it.
with a long rebound swept down by Ontario Chapman, and Penn's going to keep it alive. Chapman will dish it right side. The open three, nope. And as a Penn player is on the floor, we're going to get a Benedictine foul. This is going to be on Hilgendorf and will be his second. Excuse me, his first. That's right. Hagen has his first. It'll be Benedictine team foul 9. Penn has committed only 4 second half fouls, so the Ravens not close to shooting free throws yet. The front half is good for Chapman, and that is his first point tonight, or this afternoon as it is. Coming up on 5:30, I guess, Joseph, officially that's still afternoon, right? Braden Belt coming out of the ballgame for Benedictine, and back in, MHMA alum Zach Schwinn. And then just kind of palms it and holds it down beside him. And then he pulls it up and shoots it and scores it. Ontario Chapman, 2 points. It's 58-46 Penn, 6:20 to go. Now the ball's got to be knocked away from Vanderwood. And Jack comes up to defend and forces a travel by Mike Elliott. Elliott thought that Jack had collided with him and fouled him, and the official right on the spot says, no, you just travel with the basketball, and the Ravens are going to bring it in play. Top side, Ahmad Lewis. Lewis, Reynolds, Vanderwood, Schwinn, and Hilgendorf. Benedict with a pretty offensive-minded group out there right now, and the shot by Ahmad misses. Out of top to Schwinn. 3. Won't get it. Rebound, Penn. 6 minutes to go in the game. To the right side, the shot deflected. Rebound tipped out. Pulled down, Ahmad. Right side, Preston. Reynolds is bumped. Now ball knocked away from him. Recovers it beneath the goal. And now we're going to get another whistle. There's plenty of bumping around going on down here. Foul is going to be on Marcus Bell. It's going to be his first foul today. Penn team foul 5. And now the trainer is attending to the right hand of Hagen Hilgendorf. Putting a little salve, maybe a little dressing on the right hand. Not sure if there's, I don't believe it's bleeding. We didn't see any bandage applied. So here we go. Ravens are going to have it in with 24 on the shot clock and 5:49 left in the game. Down a dozen. It'll come in on the left side to Schwinn. Back out on top, Preston. Reynolds will start right, drive left, goes in, off the block, can't get the shot to fall. He doesn't finish it, but he draws the foul, and again for Benedictine. The bucket and one is going to be huge as you're down a dozen with 5:42 to go. But that said, Reynolds needs to come to the free throw line and get a couple. It's going to be the first foul this afternoon by Penn's Manny Hammonds. Free throw, nice. Preston Reynolds will have his 12th point of the day. Penn will make a couple of substitutions into the game. Delonte Mormont into the game. Javen Brown is back. Second free throw, not going to happen. And a rebound swept away by Shug Sneed. Penn races up the floor, and that falls right through the hands of Elliott. Here's what happened. Mike was wide open deep in the left corner. That pass was a little over half the length of the floor down to him, who was undefended. He was so excited. He saw that rim. He knew he was going to get a totally uncontested three-point shot. He looked away from the ball that was coming at him, kind of eyeing up that rim, and ball shot right through his hands and out of bounds. Here comes Benedictine. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Clock becoming a factor now. The Ravens are going to come back in this one at home here today. Top side is going to be Ahmad. Starts into the lane, loses his footing, brings it back out on top, and Reynolds loses the handle, has to go back and retrieve it before he gets to midcourt. Shot clock at 10. The ball batted away again, and Penn's going to pick it up. Down the court. Could be showtime. Elliott goes up, misses a layup. Follow, back up and in. Shook Sneed with a 60-47. And we've got 5 minutes left. Penn in front. Ravens up the floor. Here's Ahmad Lewis. He wanted the three. Couldn't get it. Goes to Hilgendorf. Back to the rim at the free throw line. Falls away from the left side. The shot coming up very short. Rebounding it down is going to be Laurente Mormont. Pinned back up the court. In the middle is going to be Javen Brown. Vanderwood picks him up defensively. Dish to the right side to Sneed.
He's the responsibility of Preston Reynolds. 4.5 left in the game. Time getting away from the Ravens here this afternoon. Here's a driving shot at the baseline. Got the bucket and won. The foul will be on Hilgendorf, his second. The Ravens' 10th team. And we're going to get a timeout before the free throw. So we're taking a break before Shook Sneed comes to the line. Timeout, Joseph, at 4:23 to play in the ballgame. Statesman stretch it. It's now Penn 62, Benedictine 47.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
In this afternoon's Benedictine basketball game here at the Nola Gymnasium. Benedictine ladies with a W in the opening contest today. The BC guys find themselves down 15. Coming out of the court for
they provide
Ryan Moody. Neil, hello? No. Ryan Moody coming out is going to be Preston Reynolds and Ahmad Lewis, Jack Vanderwood, Braden Belt, Hagen Hilgendorf. And Penn will be coming to the free throw line with Shook Sneed looking to complete the conventional three. You've got Sneed with Elliott, Hammonds, Brown, and Mormont. And I think they may have made a sub during that timeout. The free throw is going to be good for Shook, and he's got 11, 63-47. Benedictine. No field goals in the last 3.5-plus minutes, and that one is not going to go in either for Hagen. He put it up from around the top of the keys. That's about an 18-foot shot that does not go in. And Benedictine continues to just have a hard time getting the ball in the bucket, 19 of 55 today. And once again, Penn, up court, will have their eyes distracted from the ball, and it will get out of bounds, coming back into Benedictine in the backcourt. Less than 4 minutes to go. Ravens right now 19 to 55, hitting 34% from the floor, including 4 of 20. That's a 20% three-point clip. And 5 of 10, half of their free throws. Underneath, oh, an undefended Ahmad Lewis. Get Preston Reynolds the assist. 63-49. 3:40 to go. Penn comes down with it to Jazz. Farrell, little skip pass right side. Elliott. Jumps it over to the block. Now it's on the floor. Players all over the place. Diving for the ball. It's going to be picked up by Preston. And are we getting a foul? Are we getting a travel? What are we getting down here? The official is going to say that Preston was able to gain control of the basketball. And the effort by Mike Elliott to retrieve it from Preston Reynolds results in a foul. And Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. It'll be their first 1-1, as that is now team foul 7 by William Penn. With 3 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the ball game, and the Ravens down 14. Monumental task for the comeback effort. Never say never. Preston Reynolds. Free throw? No. Rebound, Penn. Backup court with the fam will come, and Javen Brown brings it up the floor. Over to Jazz, and Farrell holds it up high above his head. Looks to the middle. Works over to the right side. Looking in, no room. Now pushes off a little bit on Ahmad. Kind of hooks him. Passes over to the left. With 8 on the shot clock, the 3 rims out. And a rebound to Ahmad. Lewis will sweep it down. Here comes BC. Ezra down the court. Behind him it goes to Preston. Reynolds cut off at the baseline. The 3 for Belt. Gets it. Braden Belt's first point of the second half. Now the Ravens steal the inbound, and Preston again doesn't finish. Reynolds was open underneath, stole the inbound,
goes up, a defender comes in from behind him. Little Enzo does not get the bucket to fall. However, we'll come to the line. Foul is going to be on Shook Sneed. And Preston Reynolds' free throw, you know that rim is like 15 feet from the free throw line. That shot was about 13 and a half, maybe 13. One more shot coming up for Preston. And that one looks better, but doesn't go in. Still 63-52. Penn will drive into the lane, back it away. Ravens double team the basketball. Ezra reaches in, and the officials blow the whistle. And Ezra getting a little tangled up with Mike Elliott. Foul is going to be on Vigoffa, his third foul of the afternoon, and back to the free throw line comes William Penn. Penn's had a boatload of second half free throws. This one is good. And I suppose I should somehow justify boatload 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 second half free throws for Penn with still 2:27 to play. We're going to get a substitution allowed in for Penn, or are we going to not, or... Wait a minute. We're trying to get this squared up here. Nobody seems to know whether they're coming in or out. Okay. There we go. We've got Lamonte Mormont over here where they want him to sub out if his free throw is good, which it is. So Mike Elliott will hit them both. Mormont will get to come out. Manny Hammonds will get to return. And the Ravens will get to bring the ball up court with 2:27 to go, trailing at 65-52. Underneath Ezra, no. Followed up, Preston, no. Rebound, Penn. Down the court, behind the back dribble. The dish out top, Penn's going to bring it out. 2:10 to play. Swinging from side to side, Javen Brown. Out to the center circle where Jazz Farrow will control the ball. Vigoffa comes out to defend him in the Ravens player defense. That was nearly over and back, but not quite. Nice rescue by Jazz Farrell. A right side three, much too strong. Rebounded down by Braden Belt. Ravens taking it the other way with a minute 45 to go. Over to the right side, Vanderwood. Plenty of bumping, no foul call. Left side all alone, the three. Not going to go for Ahmad Lewis. And after the rebound, a Braden Belt foul. So Braden will pick up the personal. It'll be his third this afternoon. All of them have come in the second half. And with a minute 38 to play, back to the free throw line will come William Penn. Again, Penn this afternoon at the free throw line now, 15 of 18. Not only have they had a bunch of shots, they've taken very, very good advantage of them. And that one will go in. Shug Sneed continues to add to his tally this afternoon. He's in double-figure scoring. That is 12. Well, this one is up. Short rebound, Benedictin. Ravens will go the other way. Miss a shot. Vanderwood rebounds. Tries to feed to Belt. Now we've got players all over the floor, and the officials have to come over and sort it out. It will be controlled underneath by Javen Brown, and Penn is going to get a timeout taken. We're going to do it. Joseph taking a break. We're down to a minute 26 to go in the ballgame. Timeout on the floor. Penn 66, Benedictine 52.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thank you.
South Village Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas, with a minute 26 to go in the ballgame. William Penn will be putting into play. They lead by 14 with a minute 23-22, and now the ball's going to get away. Stolen by Vanderwood, and Benedictine is going to be back on offense. Ravens over to the left side. Vanderwood down to the baseline where Belt goes three. Doesn't get it to fall. Rebound Penn. Up four with it. Right side is going to be Jazz Farrell. A finger roll is in. Jazz Farrell has a dozen at 68-52. We are at a minute to play. Ahmad for three. That is going to be well short. Rebound is on the floor. Ravens cover it up, and Zach calls for a timeout. Good hustle by Schwinn. I like it. With 50 seconds to play, Joseph, let's hang on to it here for a second. We'll see what the disposition of this timeout is going to be, or if it's going to be much beyond recovery of the basketball and setting up the subsequent inbound play. Ravens are going to take a full timeout, so, Joseph, let's do it. We'll take our break. 50 seconds to go in the game. Statesman 68, Ravens 52.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Coming out of the timeout and having a little bit of a different look for the Ravens out of the court as Coach Moody is going to bring Jack Vanderwood back into the game, and with him will come Anthony Hall, Jared Lee, Deglin Sullivan, and Vince Duca. 50 seconds left in the contest. Statesman up 68-52. It'll be Lee doing the inbound work for Benedictine, looking, now finally going to have to go all the way into the backcourt where it's handled, and Larry Parker's out there. I miss Larry. To Larry Parker on the floor. Here's a three. Vanderwood, no. Rebound, Penn. 40 seconds to go, so Statesman can run this thing down to about 10 if they elect to play it that way. We'll see what Coach Henry has instructed his guys to do. Driving down the right side with it is going to be Elliott. Back off on top to Javen Brown. Feeds over to the left side. The two-handed stuff is missed. Penn's got its starters out there, by the way. Not that it matters. Going to the other end of the floor, Ravens go up with a shot, and Deglin Sullivan gets fouled. Now, let me look out there and make sure. You got Cam Marshall, not a starter. You got Mike Elliott, not a starter. But you've got Javen Brown, Shook Sneed, Manny Hammond. They got three starters out there for Penn. 9 seconds left and a free throw. Will not quite go in for Deglin. Little props for the South Bend, Indiana freshman. He's 6'1". And that one is going to be good. So Deglin in the book. And that is going to do it. Final score this afternoon here in the Nolan. Penn 68, Benedictine 53, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msdsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Bakes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where for some reason it seems like nobody's going home. Usually at the end of the game, people like get up and leave, but it's a nice place to be. It's warm, it's dry, and there's pleasant company everywhere you look. Let's recap the scoring in this one, shall we? First of all, for William Penn Statesman, 11 players in the scoring column this afternoon, as Jazz Farrell and Jamin Brown each had a dozen, 11 in the game for Shook Sneed, and also double-figure scoring for Jason Pry. He had 10. It drops off to Mike Elliott, 7, and then falls all the way to 3 apiece for Manny Hammonds, Marcus Bell, Cam Marshall, and Justin Bradley. 2 apiece for Lamonte Mormont and Ontario Chapman. That rounds out the William Penn scoring. 68 points. See, again, Coach is going to be coming up here. We'll talk to him about things and stuff. And, you know, if he's giving up 68 to teams, that's just, I think, about on target for them, you know? For Benedict, and what the Ravens didn't get is the kind of scoring that they need of their own. And for BC, it was Preston Reynolds who leads the way today. He had a dozen this afternoon. Also, double figures for Hagen Hilgendorf. Hagen kind of ignited a little brief Benedictine surge in the mid portions of the second half as he hit back-to-back-to-back shots. 10 points for Hagen Hilgendorf this afternoon. Braden Belt had 3 threes on the day. So, obviously, 9 for him. Ezra Vigafa, 6, as did Ahmad Lewis. 5 for Jack Vanderwood, and 4 today for Gino Corridori. Late in the ballgame, Declan Sullivan knocked in a point for Benedictine to round out the scoring for the Ravens today. We're going to look at how things went on around the conferences. We're going to hang around here and wait for Coach Moody to make his way up, as he's always so good to do. Games around the conference this afternoon. It was Mid-America. Oh, thank you so much. Mid-America knocking off Clark today in Dubuque, 74-65. Baker rolls up triple digits as they defeat Mount Mercy, 101-69. You found Graceland over Park. And again, I'm still trying to figure out what weather delay means. It was Graceland 73, Park 65 down in Parkville today. In Peru, Nebraska, the visitors from Culver Stockton taking a 71-63 win. Central Methodist, 100 points also today. There was a lot of offense in some of these games. 100 points to Grandview 85. And if you're looking at the scoreboard, you know, at the conference scoreboard, the Ravens' numbers all went doubled up a minute ago, so it's really not 136 to 106 in 2 overtimes, although that'll have some people looking. Matter of fact, I need to screenshot that, because that's pretty good stuff. I'm going to use that somewhere. But it is really not 136 to 106. In fact, it was 68-53. Those numbers should be all halved. And Penn wins on the road here in the guys' game this afternoon. Now, we talked about it earlier. Benedictine is not Ben, and we'll mention this and talk about it with Coach when he gets up here in a little bit, that there are other games going on around the conference. Now, Mid-America, they not only play today, but they're going to be playing now Monday, and they're going to be playing Tuesday, as they are probably right now, you know, they're winding up the propeller on something somewhere, because they're going to be going out to the Cactus Classic and playing both Monday and a Tuesday. Monday they're going to be playing Rocky Mountain, Montana. Tuesday they will be playing Carroll, the Saints of Carroll, Montana. But in the conference, and what is important to Raven fans, is that we're going to be back here with you on Tuesday as the Benedictine Ravens are going to be right back here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Final game of the first semester and final game before the holiday break. Ravens host Baker. Ladies' game is going to be at 5:30. The guys' game at 7:30 here on Q-Radio. And we really encourage you, come on up to the gym, take in the ball game. Certainly, as always, hope that you're able to tune it in here on Q-Radio and enjoy that broadcast. Ravens will be up against Baker. It was the very first game of the year. Remember, we went down to the Collins Center and started off the conference season and a couple of hard-fought ball games down there. Certainly, the teams, there have been changes in personnel and skill sets, and it'll be interesting to see how these two teams match up as they get ready to go into the break. Again, we're going to hang on just a little bit. It doubled up. Yeah, I figured that's what it would happen. Thanks, man. Getting these final stats out. Now they have reworked them. Looking at the team numbers, William Penn today, 13 to 29 shooting the ball. You know, a decent percentage at 45%. Not really crazy in the first half. Into the game at 43%. 3-point shooting for Penn. They were 4 of 10 in the first half and only 2 of 7 in the second half. 35% again. An acceptable number. They were very, very good at the free throw line, where they ended the game at, 16 of 20. 80% of the free throw line, so that is a very solid number for Penn at the free throw line. For Benedictine, Ravens ended up tonight shooting 32% from the floor. They would have been, 21 of 64? And they were 19% from outside. And in the second half, as they were doing their very, very best to try to battle back in the game, again, the perimeter shots just would not fall. And Ravens go 1 of 11. Penn, the Ravens aren't out of the locker room yet. Penn is already dressed. Coach Henry is down the hallway. The guys each have a pizza in their arms, and they're dressed in their travel gear, and Penn is out of the gymnasium. They are headed north. What time is it, Joseph? Coming up on 6 o'clock here, so they'll be back in Oskaloosa by 10. You know, if they get back in that bus pretty quick. So then the Ravens, 1 of 11 from outside, 9% in the second half. Free throw line, Benedictine ends the game at 40% at the free throw line on 6 of 15 free throw shooting. Again, it's got to be a frustrating thing, and you know the Coach Moody's in there talking to the guys, telling them, you know, you've got to understand that he's got the confidence in the guys. He's brought in guys who are excellent players, okay? These guys were all the very best players on all of their high school teams or the JUCO teams, wherever they've come from, okay? It's not like they can't hit the shots, aren't able to hit the shots. It's just that right now for the teams, and sometimes teams go through these spates of just not having anything go well. That's kind of what's happened for the Ravens right now. And for Benedictine, you've just got to be tough. You got to persevere. You got to focus. You got to put your head down. And for Benedictine, you know, sometimes, and this is a question that I will ask Coach, sometimes it's a really good thing that you're coming back because you got a chance to spring back and, you know, get back out on the floor, and, you know, like they talk about, you know, if that horse kicks you off, you jump back on it again. Maybe that, or for some teams, maybe sometimes it's just maybe a little break is due. And we'll see if Coach, you know, what Coach's outlook about that is going to be, as he's going to be talking to us about today's game and about the upcoming contest that Benedictine is going to be having with Baker here in the Nolan Gym on Tuesday. A lot of games went around the area last night in high school ball, so we had certainly great games here on Gear Radio and great games all around, but the high school games have now pretty much concluded. I think there may be one or two yet coming up at the first of the week, but for the most part, the high schools have wrapped it up for the semester as well. You know, I look down on the floor here. Fans have gone, it's a pretty subdued crowd, a lot of family here that have come to watch their youngsters or their siblings or their neighbors or good friend, whatever, play today, and they want to chat with them after the game. But still, all those guys in the locker room with coach where they're just, I'm sure, having a very difficult yet very important heart-to-heart meeting. Yeah, here comes coach now. So we will get a chance to check in with him, and we'll stretch this and set out here and make sure that maybe he can hear us. Listen to that, Joseph. That means that thing works. How about that? Hey, coach. Are we on there?
We're on.
All right. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. And, you know, coach, you guys never quit playing in this game. They got behind a little bit, kept battling hard, and, you know, I have so much faith in them, and yet, again, it's kind of a similar song. Good shots that refuse to drop.
Yep, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have any answers, so I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know. I can't figure it out. I mean, we're missing wide-open ones. Now, you know, we're down Bryson LaRue out with sickness, so there's a guy that's giving you 13 mm-hmm. points a game. We needed some other guys to step up, and clearly that didn't happen. William Penn's a good team. I mean, despite their record, we know how athletic they are. We know their style of play is tough to defend. They like to transition. They like to go to the offensive glass. You know, we're in a funk right now offensively, and we've got to find better shots. Or we just need guys to make tough shots. This is college basketball. I mean, you're going to have to make a shot with a hand in your face probably 80% of the time. You're not going to be wide open. So our percentages are brutal. I don't know if it's a confidence thing right now, but it's my job to figure it out. I just kind of told them that, like, I'm not mad at them. They're not trying to miss. I mean, I think we probably took of our 64 shots in that game. I bet 10 to 12 of them weren't great shots, but that gives us 52 to 54 that were. And we just didn't make enough of them. So our problem is not defense. They play their tails off. I mean, you hold a team to 43%. You hold William Penn to 68 points. Like, we're guarding like crazy. You know, and 14 offensive rebounds against William Penn is actually under their number, I think, as far as averaging offensive rebounds. So, like, we're okay there. We only turned it over 11 times. I mean, like, this is what I mean. Like, the stuff we do, they do everything else right. We just can't throw it in the ocean right now. And so, you know, I don't know. We got to just kind of reset our mind somehow. They're still positive. They're not going to feel sorry for themselves. They're going to battle. I like what we're running. I like the guys that are getting the touches where they are, just not making shots. So we gotta. I don't have a whole lot. I mean, if we go young and throw some of those freshmen in there, I don't know that that's necessarily going to solve the problem either. But we might look at playing some different guys as well.
See, and I was telling the listeners while we were waiting for you to come out that you also understand that these guys they're all good ball players. Sometimes it doesn't go in. Every one of these guys was the best player on their high school team or their JUCO team. I mean, these are all guys who can play the game, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. And, you know, the question becomes now, you're going to be pretty much the last team in a conference coming back and playing a conference game on Tuesday. You know, and sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's you know, you'd like to have the break. Are you good with having this game, or would you feel better if you had a day off? Or I guess it doesn't matter whether you like it or not.
We want to compete.
Yeah.
We want to play. We're ready to get back at it and get ready for Baker. And I mean, this group doesn't put their head down. I mean, we don't, it is what it is. We're sitting at 3-8. This is wrong. Clearly our own people don't know what our record is, but we're 3-8 and, you know, we have to fight through it. We got to grind. You know, this is just part of it. I just told them in the locker room, like, it's going to be a hell of a comeback in the second half of the season. No choice but to get ready on Tuesday. It's a short memory kind of game in basketball. We don't get a week to get ready. We got one day after we give them some rest tomorrow. So, it'll be fun to get back out here. And then, yeah, I think we're the only two maybe conference teams playing that day. I don't know if anybody else, I think they're all done after today. So, we'll take advantage of it, and it gives us another opportunity.
Yep. Well, Coach, we appreciate your taking the time, man. Go home, put your feet up, take a breather, and we're looking forward to getting back up here Tuesday and watching him rebound.
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you. All right.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the BC guys, and Joseph, that's going to wrap it up from here. Benedict and hosting William Penn this afternoon. Ladies come away with a hard-fought dub. The guys battle hard, but come up a little bit short. Next up on Cares, Coach and I talked about, we'll be back with the Ravens here in the Nolan, 5:30 for the ladies game, 7:30 for the guys, Tuesday night. Thanks for having joined us. Till we reach you next time for Joseph Bruising Engineering, handling all the heavy lifting. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Kaus from the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedict and Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.